time, Mr. Douglas. It's a beautiful city, isn't it? You know, it was my first trip to Washington.
Quite an honor for our town, Mrs. Bradshaw, to have you elected Mother of the Year.
Thank you. Yes, I was very pleased.
Chip,
we're here to meet a train, not to catch one, and leave Tramp right here.
Oh, but he wants to meet Dad, too.
He's met your dad. Now, climb to this door handle and come on.
Okay.
Do what I tell you.
Boy, do this, do that. You think I'm a kid or something.
Well, we're almost home. I imagine there'll be a committee at the station to welcome you.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Well, looks like you're all ready for Mother's Day, Mr. Douglas.
Oh, well, I just thought I'd take a few things home for the family.
Excuse me, conductor, but do you think Miss Montaigne is going to stop off here and autograph any of her books?
No, ma'am. I got orders from her secretary not to disturb her till we get to Chicago.
Oh, I see.
Thank you. Well, we have authors aboard, hmm?
Well, you remember Marissa Montaigne, don't you?
The actress? Oh, sure, I remember her. Is she on the train?
Yes. Yes, she's making personal appearance tours across the country to sell copies of her autobiography.
Well, if her book is anything like her life, it should be quite interesting.
Oh, it is. Well, I'm only on page 15, and... Well...
Good morning, Mrs. Nichols.
Good morning, Mr. O'Casey. Did you come down this early this morning to welcome our Mother of the Year?
Nope, we're down to meet the Father of the Day. My son-in-law is coming in this morning from a business trip.
Oh, how nice. Hmm? Well, perhaps we'll see you tonight at the Mother's Day banquet.
Righto. Us mothers got to stick together, you know.
Well, we're just about there. Well, Miss Bradshaw, I suppose now that you're a... celebrity, you'll be writing a story of your life.
Well, I'm afraid writing a book about raising a family wouldn't be very exciting.
I don't know. I think I could write one about my family that might be exciting. Call it Avalanches I Have Known.
For a minute, they were going to hand you the roses.
Did you bring me something, Dad?
Yes, I did, but you're not supposed to ask, remember? Got something for everybody. Here's yours, Skipper.
Oh, boy, thanks.
Mike?
Thank you.
Robbie?
Thanks a lot, Dad.
Here's yours, Bub, for Mother's Day.
Oh, thanks. Now, if somebody would only start a Grandfather's Day, I got it made.
Yeah, two ways. Hey, I had a present for Tramp, too. I must have left it on the train.
I'll get it.
Well, all right, hurry up, because the train isn't going to be in here long. It must be on the seat. It's the second seat on the other side.
Montaigne.
Didn't you hear me call you?
Well, I would have heard you call if I'd been in Chicago.
If that confounded commotion is for me, will you kindly tell those good people that this is the middle of the night and this whistle stop is not on my schedule?
The confounded commotion is not for you, unless you're the mother of the year.
Now, that's a hysterical thought.
Agreed.
Well, what is going on?
The usual Mother's Day celebration. Band music, speeches, flowers, and all that.
What a quaint, barbaric old custom. Wake me up when this covered wagon reaches civilization, will you?
Well, I'm glad you like it, Rob.
Did you have a nice trip, Steve?
Oh, fine. Well, I guess you didn't know I was traveling on the same train with a famous actress.
No, who was it?
You remember, Marissa Montaigne.
Marissa Montaigne?
Yeah.
Did you meet her?
No, I didn't even know she was on the train. I just found out when we were pulling into the station. Oh. My trip might have been entirely different had I but known.
Oh?
You mean she's your type, Dad?
Well, she was one time, Wack.
I remember when she first went into pictures, Steve. Wasn't she a dandy?
Boy, they must have had widescreens even then.
She was a real pinup girl, let me tell you.
She was?
Sure.
I remember when she first started in show business. She did a dance and wore a dress that was full of spangles and beads. Oh, boy, did she have them rolling in the aisle. The people, I mean, not the beads.
Well, she's come a long way since then.
Boy, you can say that again.
Well, how did she ever get to be Mother of the Year?
What?
Oh, Mike, we're not talking about the Mother of the Year. We're talking about Marissa Montaigne.
Oh.
Who's she?
Well, I don't know.
She's the partner of Annie Oakley.
Oh, did you know Annie Oakley, Bob?
Yeah, we went to dancing school together.
All aboard!
Oh, here comes Chip.
Oh, boy, we'll trip on this. I'm going to try it on right now.
Did I know Annie Oakley?
Well, you did, didn't you, Bob?
No.
I knew her mother.
I know you did, Chip. Well, he can't be too far away.
Pep? Pep?
Maybe he went home. We got up so early, he didn't have his breakfast.
Yeah, that's probably
well,
it.
Well, I'll take one more look around the station.
Okay. I'll ask at the drugstore. Maybe they saw.
You stay here, Chip. I'll take a look around, too.
Pep?
Okay. Here, Chip!
Free.com now. Steve Cold and Sinus.
You're getting two episodes in a row of your favorite shows in this twice as nice morning on TV Land.
Ability to dance not included.
Last call for breakfast.
Barbershop whiskers, it's two cars down. Brownie.
Breakfast for two.
It's a little early for jokes, isn't it, Brownie?
Where'd he come from?
Well, I haven't had time to look up his family tree yet. But I'd say there was a llama mixed up in the fracas someplace. Probably several. Get this misplaced mongrel out of here, will you, Brownie? Would you mind getting off my nightgown, please? Thank you.
I'll check our reservations. Maybe we have his room.
Stop horsing around, Brownie. He obviously belongs to somebody on the train. Now call the porter and get him out of here.
Okay.
Mm. You don't happen to know the Dalmatians, do you, sweetie? Very old friends of the family. Oh, you do.
I don't mind going to a Father's Day banquet, but us guys going to a Mother's Day thing sure is dumb.
What are you kicking about, Chip? I'm the one that has to wear the violet corsage. Well, I didn't mean that, really. The women's club is actually doing something for you. They're all going out and look for Tramp.
Yeah, but he hasn't even got his collar on. Just suppose someone picks him up that doesn't know him. Just anybody could.
No, I don't think so, Chip. Tramp's a pretty smart dog. I don't think he'd let just anybody pick him up.
All right, then how about speaking, huh? Speak? Nothing. No wonder you're lost, Whiskers. You don't speak, sit up, shake, nothing. Really, sweetie, I thought tricks were part of basic training.
I've checked everybody on the train, Miss Montaigne. Nobody knows anything about a dog. Which means you could be responsible for him. You'll never get rid of him feeding him from your plate.
I will if he's any judge of food.
Chicago. Next stop, Chicago. Chicago. Next stop, Chicago.
Maybe I should have the porter call the dog pound. They could have somebody meet us here.
Brownie, I have no intention whatsoever of sitting in a drafty station with an overgrown ragamuffin of a mongrel and waiting for a dog catcher. And you and your adventures. What a mob at that station. I thought they never would stop staring.
He's probably never seen a dog wearing a sable scarf before.
He was scared and shaking.
So was I.
You're not on your way to the animal shelter.
Well, if it'll get me a sable scarf, you can keep Loverboy here and leave me there.
Hi, Mike. Any luck?
Nope, and I have checked every place, even Tramp's old girlfriend. If they've seen him, they're not talking. Where's Chip?
He left, and he says he's not coming back till he finds Tramp.
We're not crowding you. Driver, how much farther is it?
Another 5 blocks, Miss Montaigne.
What's this hotel for dogs like?
It's no Waldorf Astoria.
They do feed the animals, I presume.
Sure, if he'll eat. Of course, he might grieve.
I wish you'd say something.
All right. It was very nice of the governor to put a car and a driver at our disposal for the entire day.
That's not what I meant. Do you think that Whiskers here will grieve?
Well, he grieved himself through 3 orders of Eggs Benedict this morning.
Then he'll do okay. Unless...
Unless what?
Look, Miss Montaigne. All I know is that if you got a dog and if he's got no collar and tag, then this is the place for him. And maybe someday somebody will come along and see him and like him. And maybe they won't.
And if they don't, then what?
Well, we all gotta go sometime. There it is.
Hey, you guys. Dad just called from the drugstore. He says someone thinks they saw Tramp get on the train this morning.
The train?
Yeah, I'll bet he tried to follow Chip on.
How about that?
Anyhow, Dad's wired ahead to all the stations.
Gee, I hope he didn't jump off someplace.
Yeah, or get thrown off.
Don't tell him what kind of trouble that fool dog will get himself into.
You know, he's never been away from home before.
Yeah, he's probably really scared.
Yes, and hungry.
And lonely.
Poor Tramp.
Room service. Miss Montaigne would like 3 filet mignons. That's right, 3. 2 cartons of milk.
And a box of dog biscuits.
And a box of dog biscuits. Let's skip the snappy remarks and just take the order, shall we?
A strike? Oh, no. You lumbering knucklehead. That ball was so far out, you'd need a skyhook to get it back.
And right away, this is an emergency.
Strike 2?
Said they'd send up a St. Bernard with the first course.
That fish was practically in orbit.
Fontaine Suite. Yes. Remember that sweet barbaric custom you were talking about this morning?
One out and bases loaded.
The one with the speeches and the music and the flowers?
What about it?
Well, they have those things here, too. The president of the women's club wants you to be guest of honor tonight at the Mother's Day banquet.
I'm not a mother.
Come on, now let's play ball.
There's the governor, but he's going.
Well, what has the governor going got to do with me?
He's your escort.
You go with him.
Miss Montaigne will be delighted to accept.
Brownie, I told you I am not going anywhere with that. Strike three? This is baseball, not croquet, you knucklehead. Why don't you come up here where you can see what's going on?
Attaboy, Whiskers, welcome to the team. You know, for an old renegade, you're not as stupid as you look. Of course, you could do with a little knowledge of manners. And chewing up the mayor's 10-page welcoming speech this noon wasn't exactly a good beginning. I must say I got a little nervous up on that platform, watching you nose around that potted palm. But it was sweet of you to dig it up and drop it at my feet. Well, what are you waiting for, an engraved invitation? Well, that's about the loppiest-eared, shaggiest face I've ever seen. And you don't look so good either. You know something, Whiskers? This is the first day I haven't remembered to be lonely. Isn't that something? After all these years, I'm finally a mother.
Miss Montaigne.
Brownie, I have asked you not to creep up on me like that.
This just came for you. It's from the railway station. They've found the owner of Loverboy here.
So your name's Tramp. That figures. I'll bet he makes a habit of running away like that all the time.
The name and address are right there.
I can read, Brownie.
This is the town we went through this morning.
Probably half a dozen trains stop at that one-horse station every day. I don't see why you had to pick mine.
Are you going to take him back?
Naturally. You don't think I want to get stuck with this ungrateful, miserable canine beatnik, do you?
In our strength.
Doesn't get lost again.
Did you find my dog?
Let's just say he found me.
Are you one of the ladies from the women's club?
Me? The women's club? Do I look like I might be?
You look like a lady.
Thanks.
Bub said they were out all day looking for him.
Who's Bub?
He's my grandfather. He takes care of me.
I see. Well, you be sure and thank the women's club for finding Tramp, will you?
I'll do more than that. I'll even go to their clunky Mother's Day banquet tonight.
So will I. Well, goodbye. Dumb old dog, you.
Bye. Come on, Jeff. Let's go home.
It's good to see you. Hey, Transome!
Well, where have you been? We thought you were on a train ride. You've been right around here all the time, huh?
Oh, good boy. Where'd you find him, Chipper?
A lady found him.
Where was he?
Well, good. Yeah. A lady found him. What was her name, Chip?
I forgot that, but she belongs to the woman's club.
Well, then we'll find out what her name is tonight.
Good to see you. Hey, doesn't he look kind of thin, Dad?
I don't think so.
Poor fella, he probably has an email.
Well, maybe you better take him in and give him something to eat.
How about some hamburger, Bob?
Yeah, but just once, you know. His stomach's not used to delicacies. Now, you kids get dressed. Remember, we're going to the banquet.
Well, I thought maybe he was gone for good.
Well, it'll be just like losing a member of the family.
Yeah. Oh, here, I bought you something you can read during your spare time.
During my spare time? When do I get any spare time to do
it? You do. It's the Marisa Montaigne's autobiography.
Oh.
I saw it in the drugstore when I was making those phone calls to the railroad stations.
Hmm.
I guess I never told you, Bubba, but during the war, the bomber I flew was named after her.
Oh, I
She was kind of our lucky charm, so I thought the least I could do was buy her a book.
Yeah.
I understand. It's kind of spicy.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's not Superman. It's My Favorite Martian. Stay tuned for two episodes of My Favorite Martian during this twice-as-nice morning on TV Land.